This is Reuben Levy. We're learning together Hashem's help. We put Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, a guide to a wonderful and happy marriage of Shalom Arush. We're in the Hebrew version of the book on page 191, in the ninth chapter, dealing with Gadol HaShalom. Great is peace. How great is peace in that? So, Rav Arush writes as follows. Mamash be'etcha anu asukim lichtol perikzeh. Right at the time that we were busy with writing this chapter, higiu alai zug liyutz. They came to me, a couple, for advice. Shnehem anashim balei ma'amad. Both of them, both members of the couple, were people of standing, of position, of a kavod and respect, shemarichim smuchim gadolim, that earned very healthy sums of money. Kol haro'eh otam, everyone who saw them, mekaneh bahem, would be jealous of them. Aisha etchila l'saperli, and the wife began and explained to me et masechet yisurel, her long list of suffering. She'ba'ala ha'mechubad, that her respected husband, ha'nisa b'fi kol v'ba'al midot niflaot, who appeared to everyone to be a wonderful husband with very good midot, v'bayit hu minaheg acharei legamrei, but at home he acted completely differently. M'vazeh ota, he embarrassed her, me'ila, criticized her, herot b'lisof, with criticism, with comments, no end of comments, mitzga'eh aleha, acted arrogant towards her, etc. Ad shehi shoelet et nafsha, lamut, until she felt like she wanted to die. Chas v'shalom. Be'rov hatza'ah sheyesh la mimenu, from all of the suffering that she had from him. Uv'parnasah, and their parnasah, which was apparently very healthy. Akol achizat einayim, everything tov. Shnehem shikuim, everything was can't translate that phrase into English. There was nothing to actually, you couldn't grasp it. Why? Because shnehem shikuim b'chobot, because they were both sunk in debts. Uberminus gedolim b'bank, and in big overdrafts at the bank. B'chol ma shehem marvichim, and everything that they earned, mitmasnes v'ne'elam, it simply disappeared. And thus the woman, the wife, she begged me with tears, ta'azuli, ta'azuli, help me, help me. Ainli lamil lifnot, I've got no one to turn to, ulasaper ta'amet, to tell the truth. Ba'ali ish mechubad mukar, my husband is a respected and known person. I don't want to cause him embarrassment in public. Anashim lo yaminu shevali bal hamidot minaheg b'bayit kamosha minaheg. People would not believe that my husband, who apparently has such great midot, at home acts the way he acts. Aval ani eini yichola lechiyot kach. But me, I can't live this way. Ein lanu shum bracha, we have no bracha. Kol yom mashu acher mitkalkel, every day something else breaks. Pam ha'oto, pam ha'makaren, one time it will be the car, another time it will be the fridge, refrigerator. V'od nezakin mikol minei kibunim, and we also get suffer damages in all different areas. Kol ha'kesef mitbazbez lanu, all our money runs away. Al tekalot, on these fixing all of these problems. etc. Nimsa Shazugazeh, Jehembalei Hachnasogdolot. Turns out that this couple, who really are both big earners, Hem Shikuim Bechobot, they are sunk in debt. Bochim Umidlonin Alchayim. And they're crying and complaining about their life. Zerat Mechamat Shabbaal. And all of it is simply because the husband does not respect his wife. And therefore they don't have a vessel to hold the bracha. Hashalom. They don't have peace. If they had peace in the home, then the blessing which Hashem gave them of a good parnasa, they'd be able to hold on to it. But they can't hold on to that. It runs through their fingers because there's no vessel to hold on to it. The vessel is peace. Lumatan, anashim shehachnasa shelahem lo magia la'asirit mehachnasa shel bnei hazug halelu. On the other hand, other people whose income doesn't reach even a tenth of the income of this couple, aval mechabdim. But these other people who do respect their wives, they have shalom bayit, they don't lack anything. Because they have a bracha. Therefore they have no debts. And nothing for them breaks at all. They can always be happy. The amount of the bank account doesn't matter. Like Rav Jaw said today, how big a piece of steak can you eat? How big a piece of chicken on Friday night? You can be sure that the guy sitting in our yeshiva, whose parnasah is way below the poverty line according to national statistics, is eating the same piece of chicken that they're eating over there in wherever, Katamon or one of their wealthy neighborhoods, Wahavia, right? They're sitting in their $10 million apartment Friday night eating the same piece of chicken, right? Sitting in the same chair, the same table. It's a fal, it's a shtuyot. To think that the money buys anything really is, right? I once worked with an Israeli guy who was selling Israel bonds. Israel bonds have different branches across the world. Sell bonds. Anyway, so this guy, actually was French, Tom from Israel, and they brought him in to boost the London branch, because the Israel bonds in the UK weren't selling much. They were selling like 2 million a year, which is nothing in bonds. Bonds is like 2 million or so. So they brought him in, and he bumped up the figures to something like 80 to 100 million in a year or two. He was just an excellent salesman. Like a high-level salesman, like selling bonds, but like to wealthy people. But it was just great at his job. And I was speaking to him once, and he was telling me, you know, when I came here, and it was like on this, two, nothing, and now I've boosted them up another, right? He said, they don't pay me anything extra. I just get a standard salary. Like, if I was on commission, I'd be a millionaire by now. But it doesn't bother me, he said. What am I going to do with the extra money, he said. I can only wear one suit a day. I can only wear one suit a day. Which is true.
You can only wear one suit.
I can only wear one suit. What am I going to do with the money? Realistically, he's talking about, for sure we can change every 5 minutes, but realistically, what are you going to do that's different? So you give me an extra 10,000 in the bank account. What am I going to change here? As long as I clearly can pay my bills and stuff. The extra, chasing the extra money is. So what are you showing here? Showing here that what's relevant is not the amount of money that we're earning. It's not the actual figure on the paycheck at the end of the day. It's what, whether it comes with a bracha or not. If it comes with a bracha, a small amount of money covers everything I need and I'm very happy. And if not, a large amount of money is not going to cover. I'm going to be like this couple, sunk in debt, no happiness. And it's all dependent on the bracha. where's that bracha come from? Shalom Bayit. Shalom Bayit is the most crucial thing in any aspect of a person's life. With that, they have no bracha to achieve anything else. Can't achieve anything else. Lefisa eni ten lavin mashamru chazal. Therefore, we can understand what Chazal said. As follows. Lo'olam yehi adam zachir b'chod ishto. A person should always be very careful with the honor of his wife. She'ena bracha metzuya b'toch beito shel adam ela b'shvil ishto. Because the bracha does not rest in a person's home except on account of his wife. Pull down the Shulchan Aruch. Exactly that. It's a law. It's not just a nice idea. Shulchan Aruch brings it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal in Musa and doesn't deal in marriage guidance. It deals with laws. Fixed laws of the world. This is a law. If you are not careful in honoring your wife, you won't have any bracha in your home.
You want to say that again?
If a person's not careful in honoring his wife, the Shulchan Aruch rules, a psak halacha, you will not have bracha in your home. Lechora yesh kan sheila. Therefore, we've got a question. Madu v'ma kom echad, mufazal, she'ein kli machazeh bracha ela shalom. So the Rav Arash poses a question. How do we understand that it says in one place that there is not a vessel which holds bracha except for peace? And in another place it says, "Eina bracha tulia ela b'chvod ishto." The bracha in a person for a person's home only depends on the respect of his wife. So make your mind up. Is it peace? Or is it respecting your wife? Two different statements. Which one is the real source of bracha? Mehechan bracha adabra. So where does the bracha really come from? Mea shalom or mea kabod isha, from the peace or from respecting your wife? Ulamata al pidvarein muvamod. However, according to what we've said above, it now becomes very clear. Shekashamu chazal shashalom hukli bracha. That when Hazal said that shalom is the vessel which holds peace, Ikar kavanatan l'shalom bayit. The main thing that they were talking about was shalom bayit. That's how you put those two together. Does peace come from shalom? Sorry, does bracha come from shalom, or does it come from respecting your wife? Answer: yes. It comes from shalom, which is respecting your wife. What's that? Shalom bayit. That is the kli for bracha. Okay. Makor kol hatov, the source of all good. Od amru Chazal. Chazal also said in the Gemara, Masechet Sota, Ish v'isha zachu shechina b'nehem. A man and a woman zachu, if they merit it, the shechina dwells between them, the divine presence. Adam sheyesh lo shalom bayit, a shechina melaveh otah tamid. A man who has shalom bayit, the Shekhinah accompanies him always. Beleishlo haganam mikol pigiyei olam. And he has protection from all attacks of the world. Ubrachav hatzlacha b'chol asher yipaneh. And he has blessing and success in everything he turns himself to. Right? Because he's got the divine presence accompanying him. It's very handy. Ve'ilu adam she'ein lo shalom bayit, and a person who doesn't have shalom bayit, who chasuf l'kol sakana, he's now open to all risks. Akol sagor b'fanav hashuf, and everything is closed before him. K'mo shemuva b'mshech divrei Chazal, like it's brought in the continuation of this same piece of Gemara, where it says, lo zachu, if the man and the wife don't merit it. So we saw the beginning of the Gemara said, if the man and wife merit, then they get the divine presence dwelling between them. And so the Gemara continues and says, and if they don't merit it, what happens? Eish ochalten, fire burns them up. Mimela ain efshawut sheyatzliach b'shum einyan, and therefore there's no possibility that the person can succeed in any way. Ki shalom hu shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the word peace, the name peace, is the name of Hashem. Hu yibarach shochen rak b'makom shei shalom, and it means that Hashem can only dwell in the place where there is peace. Nimsa, turns out, therefore, Shalom Bayit Hu Hamakor L'Kol Hashpa'ot Shel Birkat Hashem. Turns out that Shalom Bayit is the source of the influx of Hashem's blessings. Hamaviot Et Adam Litalot Uchaniot, that bring a person to be raised up in spirituality. V'lishleimut Mehutov, and to Ka'adam Shenevra B'Tzelem Elokim, and to complete his identity as a man who is made in the image of Hashem. V'hu Gam HaYisod V'Shoresh L'Tikun Olam, and it's also the foundation and roots of fixing the world. Lachen, therefore, Shenigashim Yomod V'La'avod, it's called Lishlom Bayit. When we start to learn and to work on having Shalom Bayit, we need to fix very well in our heart. Shalom Bayit eino inyan shel nochut. Shalom Bayit is not simply a matter of comfort, ramat chayim, of pleasant life, ke'ein tosefet v'shipo l'chayim. Rather, it is the most important thing in an individual person's life, and not only for him, but also for building the world generally. So when a person comes to learn about Shalom Bayit, he shouldn't think, you know what, it's worthwhile me learning Shalom Bayit so I have an easy life. It's worthwhile me learning Shalom Bayit because I won't get shouted at so much. She'll leave me alone. She'll be nice to me. She'll cook me dinners. She'll rub my feet, whatever it is. Right, therefore, that's probably a good reason. You're right, I understand. Tov, you convinced me I should read the book. No, if you do that, you're missing the entire point. It's not about living an easy life. It's about fixing myself and about fixing the world. This principle should accompany us throughout our life. And it should be fixed as the main and top priority and desire that we have in our life. Shalom Bayit Hu Adabar Hashub Hayakar Biyoteh Shiyeshna Bola. That Shalom Bayit is the most important and the most precious thing in the world. A person should go round with that understanding, that there is nothing more important in his life at all than making sure he has Shalom Bayit. That is the thing, prime priority, that everything is, that my life is entirely dependent on.
Does that take priority over everything?
Yes. Because if that is not fixed, then everything else is not fixed either. Everything else is just for show. We learned yesterday, we read that person who acts with good midot outside the home, but at home acts with bad midot. So he has patience outside the home, he's patient with other people, but inside the home he's impatient with his wife. Outside the home he's very kind and generous, he's very happy to buy a person a drink, buy them lunch, but at home he doesn't buy his wife nothing. Right? It means that the midot that he has outside the home are fake, they're not real. Even if he thinks he's got good midot, they're not real. If you don't act that way with your wife, where you're meant to, is your first priority, then it's not real. You actually don't have that meetup. You're doing it for show, you're doing it for gaava, you're doing it to get something out of someone else, you're doing it so that they like you, it's not real. So if your home isn't fixed, but everything else looks great, it's a lie, it's a joke, it's not true. So that's why the home has to be above everything. When the home's working fine, so fine, then I can turn my attention elsewhere. It's not like I can't do anything, right? My shalom bayit involves me coming to yeshiva. I don't say that there's no point coming to learn, because I still don't have shalom bayit. My wife wanna kicks me out, right? She doesn't want me sitting at home, right? That's still part of my shalom bayit, is to come here and learn and to work on myself. But what's it for? The principal thing is shalom bayit, which means it takes precedence over everything else. So anything else that happens in the home, in my life, my first priority, my first consideration is, how is this affecting my wife? How is this affecting my home? How is this affecting my shalom bayit? Because that's the key for everything. It's the key to my personal success, spiritually and materially. If I want to succeed spiritually in my Torah learning, in my davening, in whatever goals I have spiritually, I can't succeed in it without shalom bayit. If I want to succeed materially in my business, I can't succeed in it if I don't have shalom bayit. So even if I'm being very selfish, I just want to work on myself and make sure that I achieve the best I can achieve, I can only achieve it with shalom bayit. So my priority always has to be shalom bayit, even if I'm only being selfish and thinking about the other stuff.
So the Torah talks about, I'm going to say this incorrectly, but I'm on the right track. It talks about when there's something wrong with you, someone said manifests itself. And the example of the Torah is like splotches on your walls of your house, psoriasis. And they're talking about blemishes on the skin, but sometimes those blemishes can be transferred to the house. Is that like also? I always thought that that's something you want to like work on really hard, because you don't want blemishes on our house. We don't want blemishes on our body. We don't want to have that disease. We should really work very hard not to have that or forget it, to make it go away. So is this the same thing?
I would say it's definitely related. There's definitely similarities in what you're saying. But what we need to also recognize is the reason why I want it to go away. Right? We have a tendency generally to want the bad stuff to go away, whatever it is, blotches on a home, an overdraft in the bank, a painful foot, wherever the pain is. Where the pain's coming from, we want the pain to go away. But what are we focusing on? We have to recognize that sometimes we just want the pain to go away, but we don't want to fix it. And there's a difference between, there's a huge difference between acting to get rid of the pain and acting to fix the problem. Because there are many ways in our day and age to get rid of the pain without fixing the problem. Right? The Yetzer Hara gives us more and more opportunities, from all types of medicine and drugs, from over the counter to under the counter to over the supermarket counter to whatever, right? From coffee, chocolate, and all the way up to everything else, to make the pain go away, as well as paracetamol, Ritalin, and all the other nonsense that exists. And so too, you know, if you've got a blemish on your home, you can just paint the wall and you won't see it. So we can make the pain, we can make the pain disappear. Sometimes we want that to happen. And we'll even go to spiritual lengths to make the pain disappear. What do I mean? For example, someone has a problem at home. Their child is sick, they have bad financial problems. And they'll look to solve it as well, spiritual route. Go to the Rebbe, get a bracha, and it'll go away. Baruch Hashem, it went. I went, I got a broker, and it, right? So I got rid of the problem, but I didn't address the issue. Shem sent it me so that I would come up with a clever way of getting rid of the problem. With a spiritual answer or a material answer, physical answer. He wants me to realize that there's a message here. He wants me to do tshuva, he wants me to work on myself. He's trying to fix me, he's trying to help me. So all of our problems, particularly shalom bayit, right? The only way to get shalom bayit, real shalom bayit, is to fix myself. I can't fudge shalom bayit. I can't buy off my wife. It's not real shalom bayit. Right? I can't buy her off. I can maybe do it once or twice. It's not going to last very long. Right? To act like a selfish idiot and to give her a credit card and say, go enjoy yourself. It doesn't give me shalom bayit. Right? So there's no way I can get shalom bayit except for working on my midot. That's why shalom bayit is the best test. Because anywhere else, pretty much, outside the home, you can find all different ways of fixing it so everything looks good. But shalom bayit is a true test, because you can't fake that. So that's why we have to focus there, because that's the source of fixing what we need to fix. Finish the last bit here. Sarif Lashkia, Kol Kochot. A person needs to invest all of their power, Bishvilo, in it. Shalom Bayit. Beliot Mukhanim Levitorim Gedolim Ma'ob Bishvilo. And to be prepared to sacrifice a lot, very much, for it. Belol Hafsidotol Bishum Mechir. And not to lose it at any price. No price is worth losing your shalom bayit. And Hashem will put you to the test, if you're serious, to see how far you're going to go. If your wife is upset and she needs you at home, doesn't matter, I need to come into yeshiva to teach a class. My wife has to come first. Yeah, but there's 10 people waiting to hear. Yeah, but what's more important? I don't know, it sounds like tourism are banned. 10 guys, if I'm not there, how are they going to learn? 10 people's learning. That's huge. No, it's not as huge as me working on my shalom bayit. Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. I need to give up whatever it is. My mother invites me for Seder. My wife hates my mother and doesn't want to go to Seder night at my parents. Should I spend my time trying to convince my wife it's going to be okay or not? No. My wife is first, above everything. Yeah, but it's your mother, it's your parents, you would respect, you would have them. Doesn't matter. Not the priority is the home. Priority is my wife. Her happiness, making her happy, and giving up everything else for her sake is my purpose. If I can do that, it's not a shame. Succeed in having shalom bayit and the divine presence resting with my home and accompanying me wherever I go.